afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, September 25th, 2017, at 1:31 p.m. And we will begin our meeting. If you have to stand for an invocation led by Commissioner Sinnegaw, all time pleasing allegiance to the flag of Commissioner.
Since I am here, Heavenly Father, again, I thank you for the opportunity to stand here and represent the citizens of Jefferson County and Southeast Texas. I pray that you give us the wisdom to make the right decisions. I pray for all the citizens of Jefferson County, as well as the elected officials and staff that work for this great county. I ask that you remember all those that's fighting for our democracy abroad and domestically. I ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Commissioner, we have been out getting into continuing education required hours, so still have a quorum. Once again, the agenda with that of the purchasing item A is consider approved specification for education bid for chief paid back to community sewer improvements for ground pump force main installation. Item B is consider approved execute receiving file amendment 5 contract for term contract for janitorial services in Jefferson County, which will add the service cost of $444 annually to add a new service to the Jefferson County Road Bridge Precinct 3 Service Center. Item C is consider approved execute receiving file agreement with Thompson Reuters Westlaw and Jefferson County for West Complete Library Law Book subscription for the 136th District Court for a period of 2 years ending on October 31st, 2019, at a monthly cost of $25 with a 6% increase during the second year of the agreement. Item D is consider approved execute receiving file agreement with Thompson Reuters Westlaw and Jefferson County for West Complete Law Library subscription for the DA's office for a 3-year agreement at a monthly cost of $493 for the first year of the agreement, 5% increase for both the second and third years of the agreement. Item E is consider approved execute receiving file agreement with LexisNexis in Jefferson County for LexisNexis advanced website access subscription to 279th District Court for 1 year period, December 1st, 2017 through November 30th, 2018, at a monthly cost of $69. We have a motion on those items.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, second by Commissioner Sinnegaw. Discussion. Deb, I'm just curious, I should have called and asked you this beforehand. Why is the LexisNexis more expensive than the Westlaw for the judge, the district judge?
I think there's a different search, what they're allowed to search on.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah, that unanimously. Under County Auditor, item A is to approve sheriff and constable fees to be effective January 1st, 2018. Item B is consider approved electronic disbursements for the following items: $407,054.19 to us all for revenue received from entities for inmate housing, $860.48 to the Texas Department of Criminal Justice for September insurance reimbursement, $621.90 to the Texas Department of Criminal Justice for September insurance reimbursement. Item C is consider and approve resolution for 2018 indigent defense form of grant application. Item D is consider and approve resolution authorizing the county grant to nutrition services for seniors for fiscal year 2017-18, which allows them to apply for matching grant funds with the state of Texas. Item E is to consider and approve acceptance of the 2017 Fort Security Grant, authorizing county auditors to submit the required acceptance forms through FEMA's ND grant system. Grants for $903,333 with a match of $301,111. This match will be funded with $195,000, $195,362 from the County General Fund, $56,097 from the Marine Unit Division, $49,652 from the Sheriff Forfeiture Fund. Item F is to receive and file an order to adopt the tax rate at 36.364977 for $100 valuation, with the tax rate is .345296 for maintenance and operations and .019681 for debt service. Item G is receive and file the 2017-18 Jefferson County budget. Item H is receive and file financial and operating statements for county funds only for the month ending August 31st, 2017. And item I is regular county bills, check number 437904 through 438135. That motion will move items under all of them.
So moved.
Second, moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Sinnott. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have unanimously. And then county commissioners, item A is consider possible approval waiving the security fee associated with the use of jury and family room for Belloc Public Meeting, which was held on September 19th, 2017. Item B is receive and file and execute tax abatement agreement entered into between Colonial Pipeline LLC and Jefferson County pursuant to section 312.401 of the Texas Tax Code. Item C is consider possibly accept a $25,000 donation for disaster recovery from the Allen family who shot a drive of Texas. The addendum, item D is consider possibly approved round by the execution of agreement for disaster debris removal between the Texas Department of Transportation and Jefferson County for removal of the disaster debris within Jefferson County pursuant to section 418.023 of the Texas Government Code. The ayes have.
So moved.
Seconded by Commissioner Sinnott, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have unanimously. And the county treasurer, they have one item, receive and file investment schedule for August 2017, including year-to-date total earnings on county funds. That motion.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Sinnott. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Under engineering, we have one item to execute, receive and file utility permit to execute for placement of fiber optic cable on Old South Lake Road and Creek. Motion on that.
Moved. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Under environmental control, item A, consider possibly approving order waiving permit fees for renovations necessary due to hurricane damage for the time period of 1 year ending on September 15th, 2018. A little less than a year. We have motion on that item.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Sinnott, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? Rhonda, come, environmental control is here. Would you like to say anything about that?
No, sir.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have unanimously. Under historical commission, item A, consider possibly approving presentation by Jefferson County Historical Commission with Linda Baggett McLemore, who will present an historic drawing of the 1854 courthouse to honor Linda Baggett, Larry Baggett. We have motion on that.
So moved. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it.
Thank you, Judge Commissioners. I want to introduce to you Linda Baggett McLemore. She's a local educator who wanted to make a donation to the county of a drawing her brother Larry Baggett made of the historic courthouse in 1854. Some of you may remember that her brother graciously allowed us to put his rendering of the 1931 courthouse on our 75th anniversary invitation. So he did a lot of historic drawings of places, some of them are not here with us anymore. And Ms. McLemore wanted to draw some attention to the work that he did and honor his memory. So I'm going to let her do a few comments about that.
And thank you for letting me come today. My brother drew from about 1980 through past 2000. Lots of homes in Beaumont that are historical landmarks. And I have the prints from those write articles for the journal, historical articles about Mona in the county. And I have the one for you to give you also, the article that explains the kind of vibrant history that the courthouse had. So I'm pleased to give that to you today.
Well, thank you so much. We deeply appreciate this, your generosity.
Well, it was a pretty wild thing, and this actually was the very first courthouse, but they needed it for a jail more. So they used it for a jail, and then they built this one, but...
Yeah, I think Commissioner Senegal was in there.
I was in the jail.
Here's some copies of the article. I think it'll tell you all kinds of things about the courthouse that you maybe don't know.
Right, well, thank you. Finally, under human resources, item A is consider and possible approval to receive and file revisions to personnel policy practices and procedures manual for section 9 related to emergency closing. Do I have a motion on that?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and that group completes our regular agenda. We had an agenda item on here about signing an agreement with TxDOT to take 10 trucks from other parts of the state to assist in debris removal. We're very happy to that. The Commissioner's Court voted on increasing the rate per cubic yard last Monday we have many more trucks than we had just a week ago. I think we went from 4 trucks in the unincorporated area to up to 28 trucks this morning with some more being signed on. Their numbers of cubic yards that they're handling has increased dramatically. We had our best day yet yesterday, and we expect that to continue as they, and of course, with TxDOT coming in to give us assistance, that should ameliorate concerns in the unincorporated area about potential health or safety issues with debris that's allowed to remain for an indefinite period of time. The local regional planning commission will be the arm that will work with Texas General Land Office on working the disaster housing assistance program locally and made emergency procurement the top priority today to hopefully procure emergency grants management for the housing program by this Friday. They had a contract signed between FEMA and the Texas General Land Office on this past Friday that will allow those housing programs that are authorized by FEMA to be stood up, hopefully sooner rather than later. We obviously are interested in repatriating our citizens that are outside the area and assisting those who are currently here, maybe living with relatives, being able to get back into their home. People that are refugees, like Commissioner Senegal,
right?
And many of our county employees and citizenry, so we're very deeply interested in working hand in hand with the Regional Planning Commission to make that a reality sooner rather than later. And looking back at our experiences in Ike, where disaster housing recovery assistance for 2.5 years after the event, I think we're going to see it in a matter of a month or so as opposed to years. Hopefully we won't get any lawsuits by housing advocates groups, and we will. But everything else seems to be moving more quickly than it did in the aftermath of past disasters. So we're happy about that. We're happy about the state and federal government working together to try to do away with some of the red tape that has hamstrung us in the past.
There's one question on the housing on the side of it. At the last time there was percentages on it, are the largest amount of that money going towards housing, or do we know?
On the the individual assistance side, yes, it should be disaster housing recovery. They're still working on a contract that would allow the state or the regional planning commission to procure trailers at the local level. Because if FEMA procured them, they have to have the sprinkler system, which none of them have, or very few of them have. So to open that up for people, of course, I'd like to see that prep program get started first, where people can actually live in their homes if they want to. We don't have to have them cranked up in trailers and have all the logistical and cost issues. I'd rather the money go towards cost rather than the cost of repair rather than the cost of temporary housing that might not be good for a long period of time. And that's where we're working through. We do have a FEMA representative that's been working closely with the county, Mr. Harris.
Judge, could I speak, Mr. Smith? Just want to remind those folks who were invited to the FEMA scoping meeting on Wednesday morning. That's going to be our opportunity to start the public assistance process for Jefferson County, for the county as an entity. We are going to need some idea of the damages from roads, bridges, buildings, etc. We've obviously started that process. This isn't the be-all and end-all, but at some point there will be a drop-dead date as to when we can add additional damages. It's important for everyone that was invited to that meeting to be there. That'll be at 9 a.m. on Wednesday morning in the Agner Life building. Also, Judge, I saw it posted today. I wasn't made aware of it. There is a disaster recovery center open now in the west end of the county at I think the Baptist Church in Hampshire, so we're glad that that was able to get done.
Yeah, Mr. Fountain's been working closely with them, trying to get other DRCs open in the other unincorporated area. Hopefully those will be done sooner rather than later, but they had, as I said last week, they had 40 trained DRC teams in the nation available to respond to disasters. We've got 39 counties that are under disaster declarations. For individual assistance. I think 45 counties in total of public assistance, but which is really thin. They're trying to train up more people, get them in there to man these IA centers for disaster recovery centers.
Any news on the DSNAP program?
There should be a press release. I've been asked by Health and Human Services to allow them to put out the press release for the Disaster Supplemental Nutrition and Assistance Program. And I'm hopeful that press release will be coming out this evening. That's what I was told this morning, that it should be going out this evening. And we found, I need you to know that because of an issue they had in Corpus Christi with DSNAP yesterday, they wanted to have the availability of Ford Park if they needed for two additional days. So if you'll communicate that to Mr. Oliver, I'd appreciate it. Anything further? I sure want to thank all of our employees and elected officials for all the hard work that's been done by each of you to get the county back up and running, to get our roads and bridges made safe, try to do as much as you can to return to normalcy in the aftermath of a disastrous event that knows many of you have dealt with flooding in your own homes. And so I want all our employees to know how appreciative you are. So,
I'd just say also I'd like to share the same comments, but also special recognition to our Arctic Department. Through all of the issues associated with the hurricane, besides keeping up with all the special expenses associated with that, they also put together our budget for us and tax rate and everything else. I know it required a lot of extra hours and all part. And, you know, not to single them out, but since they are the money people, if I get my money from them, I want to make sure they know I appreciate them. Not just gay, but seriously, everybody's done a great job. All the departments from inside maintenance, outside maintenance, HR, tax office, everybody's done an extremely yeoman's job, emergency management, I can't say enough, so we're truly blessed to have the quality of people that we have working in Harrison County. So thank you for having us.
And that's another instance where things are moving more quickly than they did in past decades. I mean, the good, the access to prepare an estimate of our debris removal cost, we sent in last week, got the $2.6 million check back almost immediately from the governor came down here. And, you know, we didn't have to wait around like we did in the past. That significantly affects our ability to cash flow and take care of expenses as they arise. So we actually got a check from the state before we even got a bill from the contractor, and that's good news.